Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of Hoitzah on Shabbos and in relation to clothing, to garments worn on Shabbos. So there are certain items that are attached to a garment or even not attached, but they're bottled, they become part of the garment. And those things are not considered Hoitzah, even if you're not using them. And we'll go through different type of items, different type of examples. There's certain type of things which are mamish a chelik or a beged. They're intrinsic to what a piece of clothing is. For example, if someone has a double-breasted suit, so those buttons he's not using is not a shiloh of haitzah, because it's attached to the beged, and it becomes part of the beged, even though you're not using it. It's just there for maybe noi, to beautify it, but it's there servicing the beged, it becomes part of the beged, it's intrinsic part of the beged. And therefore, for example, if someone has a hood that's attached to a beged, that also, that's part of the clothing. Even not covering my head with the hood, but since it's attached to the baguette and it's part of the baguette, and that's a normal way of fashioning a baguette, therefore that's not considered haitzah. Now, there are certain begadim that have a belt that's attached, usually attached from the back with two buttons, and let's say a raincoat or a tishbekacha. And the question is, you let it go outside with that belt untied, just hanging down. So the halacha is really a Magen Avraham and Mishabura that says that if that belt is attached to the beged, so then it's not a problem of haitzah, because that's a chelik, it's part of the beged. It's actually usually used to service the beged, to tie your belt, even not tying the belt, it's part of the beged. Since it's a chelik of the beged, and it's attached to the beged, it's not a shayla of haitzah. The shayla is, what happens if that belt is just going through the loops, but it's not attached to the beged? This is very common by a tishbekacha, where you have a belt that's going through the loops, and it's not attached. The same thing can be by certain women's clothing, where you have a belt that's going through the loops and you're not tying the belt, just hanging down. Is that a problem? If you tie it, it's pasha, it's not a problem. That's a belt. That alone is the beged. But here, you're not wearing the beged. It's hanging down, but it's going through the loops. Is that a problem of itzah? If it's attached, it's not a problem because it's part of the beged. But if it's not attached, that's the shayla. Is it part of the beged or not? Is it belt to the beged or not? And it's a b'chalikas ha'poskim. Some say, Shmir HaShavik, the Chosu says it's not a problem because it's part of the beged. And some will machmir. And the Matnas of Rom, the Sgar HaDayin, Taka writes in Sefer, they used to be machmir. If that belt of the beged is not attached to the beged, you should tie it and not leave it hanging because it comes into a shayla of haitzah. I'll read the Lashon of Archa Shabbos. He says, Omnom, im mechagurum yechedes dafko lebegezeh. If this belt is made for this beged, yesh mokum lodun shinichsheves kechelik ma'abeged. It's a big tzad to say it's considered part of the beged, ubeteloi gam b'shah shinichoyegeboy. And it's both even not tying it. The thing comes of Shalom Zaman Arbach and Shalom Zachasa. But he says that's dafko if it's not going to fall off. If it's going to fall off, then the kuliyam will be a problem. So if it's type of the belt that's not long enough, might fall out of the loops and fall off, then that's pasha, that'll be haitzah. And we're saying, you should be machmer anyway, but it's a mokum to make, but you should be machmer anyway, that if it's not attached, you should tie that belt. Now, like we spoke out, a hood, that's pasha, that's not a problem, even if it's hanging off. And that the same applies, even though the hood is not actually attached to the beged, but it's attached with a zipper or with buttons, that is also called attached. Same thing for the belt. If there's a zipper or there is buttons, that's considered attached to the beged. And the same goes for pockets. If someone has pockets, they didn't even open the pockets. A lot of times on a jacket, you have these pockets and it's still sewn closed. So you say, those pockets are itzah. It's a waste of material. It's hanging off my beged. And it's itzah. It's carrying. No, it's not carrying. You know why? Because it's a chelik from the beged. That is a part of the beged that is considered bottled to the beged because it's a normal way of having a beged. And there are other things which are also bottled to the beged even though they are not attached to the beged. And those are things that service the beged. Example would be suspenders, a pin to, like a bobby pin to secure a yarmulke, a shirt collar like for the stiffness, a safety pin or shoulder pads, a tie clip, all those things, since they service a piece of clothing, they're also considered bottle to the clothing, and it's not a problem of a itzah of a masri on Shabbos.